Apparently, Compton locker room chat continues tonight. Causer in the middle of mid-season tournament action. Pleased to be joined now by the boys' coach. That is Matt Simmons. It is presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, we'll get your thoughts on the first round game of the mid-season tournament at Valley Falls in a moment. But just this stretch you're on, it's crazy to think the competition one that you have played, you know, really all of January. But you go back, including, you know, the Christ Prep game earlier this week. You go back to the Jeff West game, you know, January 5th, right out the gate. That's a five-point game. You play Donovan West to a three-point game. The Nemaha game after that is a two-point game. The St. Mary's game is a five-point game. The Rossville game Friday is high-scoring and a two-point game. And then the Christ Prep game, most recently, is a five-point game. You want to talk about grinders, you know, over the last few weeks. And I would think it's pretty good to play these kind of games as often as you can in terms of getting yourself prepared for what you're going to probably see here in a few weeks or so in the sub-state tournament.
Yeah, I think you can kind of look at it all as like glass half empty, glass half full. You know, I mean, yes, we've come out on the wrong side of a lot of these games that have been determined by a small amount of points, but we're in all of them and we've had chances to win some of them, and they're against really good teams. So I guess how do you take your losses? Would you rather go in and get beat by double digits every night and you're not getting any better and you just can't find a way, or are you finding a way to be in games with a brand new group with five new starters and some guys who've never touched the varsity floor before this year? And, you know, I've told them along the way that if we're in it, that means we're competing. And if we're giving ourselves chances to win, then we're doing the right things. And, you know, we're not talented enough to go out and just beat teams by double digits every night. And so we're going to have to find ways to win close games. We're going to have to find ways to end them and keep ourselves in them and find a way to win them. And we did that on Friday against Rossville. And, you know, it helps when you're making shots. But we did some other great things, too, when it came to that win on Friday.
Yeah, 75-73, just an elite-level Big East League basketball game on Friday night. You guys come out on that winning side by two. You know, you carry that momentum into the midseason tournament this week at Valley Falls. Your first round game didn't go your way. 52-46, Christ Prep Academy was the opponent. I'm sure stepping out of league was a different kind of feel and seeing a team you weren't so much familiar with. But, you know, you go back and look at that six-point loss earlier in the week. What are a few takeaways from it?
We just have to be accountable and look in the mirror and see what we did wrong. You know, I don't want to take anything away from Christ Prep, but we did not play our best. We really struggled. We weren't hitting shots. We had too many turnovers. It just didn't matter what defense we threw at them. They find a way to score on it. And we had some guys play hard, and then we had some guys who were just disengaged for a while and would allow, you know, we'd had miscommunication for wide open layups, and we would fall asleep on defense, and they just back cut you and score, and they finished layups, and we didn't. And they hit free throws, and outside of Houston, we didn't. And credit to them. You know, they came in and played better than us, and they earned the win. And we have a lot to take away from that because we didn't play our best. We didn't compete like we normally do. So hopefully that motivates us going into the Jeff West game.
Yeah, so Jeff West, you mentioned, let's go right into it here tonight. So at Valley Falls, consolation side of the bracket, a rematch with the Tigers. Again, you saw them early in January, January 5th to be exact. That was a 65-60 Jeff West win. So you look a couple of weeks plus after the fact, you know, in terms of adjustments, kind of the expectations for this another go-around, you know, with Jeff West here in this tournament.
Well, their new additions are just huge pieces for them. And when we played them first, I hadn't seen any of the kids before. And now we know. I mean, the Schwinn boys are both 6'3 to 6'4. Hackett, kid who came in from Topeka, is every bit of 6'3 and about threw down one of the nastiest dunks I've seen on us. He just missed the lob at our place. And then you piece in, you know, Jason Payne, who's a four-year starter and every bit of 6'5". Max Tuck can shoot it with the best of them in the league. I put him up in that top four or five shooters in the league. And then Evan Payne, as a freshman, is getting the start most nights, and he's handling Big East pressure, and he's hitting big shots, and he had some big ones against us, too, and he's a good player. So Joe's got a really good team. You know, they are athletic. They are tall. They shoot it well in spots. They, you know, hammered inside because they know they have the size advantage. So, you know, we know we're going to be outmanned in those spots. But once again, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win last time. So hopefully we can learn from our mistakes against Christ Prep. And when we played them last time and come out and get a big win, In a tough tournament with a lot of Big East teams.
Yeah, some good teams in this tournament, no doubt about it. That is Matt Simmons, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach, joining us again tonight. They get a rematch with Jeff West. Consolation side of the bracket at the Valley Falls tournament. Holton and Valley Falls also on that side. So one of those two, the potential matchup coming up in the final day of the tournament on Saturday afternoon. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.